Well done is better than well said. Benjamin Franklin. Not sure what quite happened there. Rob, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, I can hear you. Looks like we had a problem with your video. That's so sad. So, all right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Podnuts Pro. I am your host, Marvin B. Podnuts Pro is your podcast for business IT support, where we hang out every Wednesday night, 8 p.m., and we talk about product stories and tips, anything that we can do to help you run your business better, smarter, and faster. Tonight is no exception. I have with me Mr. Rob Hill, Senior Vice President of TCG Telecom Consulting Group. So if you've ever tried to resell internet services, VoIP, all that good stuff, and I will share my story because I did that. It'd be nice to have a partner. So we're going to talk about a little bit about that tonight. So, all right. So, Rob, how are we doing this evening?
I'm doing great.
All right. So we usually do a weather check. And in Florida, it's always nice and sunny. And right now, it is 76 with a real feel of 73. How was your weather today?
Well, I was down in your neck of the woods early this morning, but now I'm back in Nashville, and it's a little overcast, you know, slight tiny drizzle out there, probably upper 50s. I think it's going to get down to about the mid to upper 40s tonight. Definitely a little much chillier than Fort Lauderdale.
I was going to say.
Got to turn on the fireplace.
I was going to say, it was in the 80s today, so let me guess, shorts, t-shirt.
What other attire would you wear in South Florida?
Yep. And as we were talking earlier in the green room, you said that you were down visiting and you took a trip out to the Everglades to do what?
So I went down to Coral Springs area. My dad lives down there and my sister's family. So anyway, long story short, my dad and I and my brother-in-law and one of his buddies, we went on a boar hunt out in the Everglades, very close to Lake Okeechobee, kind of the western corner of Lake Okeechobee at a outfitters called Chappie's Outfitters. My dad's been wanting to put this boar hunt together for several years, and it finally came to be. And we went out there and spent a nice morning, and we were all successful in our hunt.
So when you say all successful, like each one of you caught a boar?
Yes. Each one of us harvested a boar. The outfitter guide, you know, they cleaned it up, and then we took it to a processor, and they made sausage, roast. Obviously you're going to shoot an animal or hunt an animal. You want to respect that animal and eat it, ideally.
Oh, my. So there's going to be a lot of people listening to this who are going to say, boar in Florida? And the answer is yes. There is actually a lot of wildlife down here in the Everglades that you just would not expect. We are not only full of alligators.
Yeah, you guys have pythons, gators, crocodiles, raccoons. If you're lucky to see a Florida panther, they're few and far between, but there's a lot of great wildlife down there. Obviously the ocean and all the, coral, Lake Okeechobee and the Everglades. Yeah. I mean, it's a fantastic area to check out the wild and the ocean and the reefs and all that good stuff down there, the Keys.
All right. There's something you don't hear every day, folks. Yes, we do have Florida panthers. There is a real panther. There's also deer down here.
Yes, we saw one on our hunt.
You did?
Yes.
Nice.
He was bigger than I thought he would be. Or she was. No.
They get pretty big. I see them all the time traveling across Alligator Alley. And for people that need a little bit of reference, Coral Springs, Florida is about 20 minutes north of me. So that's how close you were. You probably passed right by me on 95 to and from the airport.
Probably so, definitely.
Okay. All right. So before we get started tonight, we are going to do our usual segment of In the News. So let us get started with that. Tonight's In the News. Normally, I start with a tech story, but because Tax Day is approaching, I'm going to direct us all to a story on the internet from The Hartford that will give you five tax moves that will save your business money in 2021. Number one, maximize the stimulus benefits. You may qualify for an employee retention tax credit or a Family First Coronavirus Response Act. The link will be in there. I'm not going to go too far into it, but there's also something called a Work Opportunity Tax Credit worth $1,200 to $9,600 per employee. And three, four, and five, invest in capital assets, leverage research and development tax credit. And number five is an interesting one, hire your kids. And
cheap labor.
Cheap labor it is. All right. And one of the things that I have asked people to do is that when you are paying attention to our show, sometimes you might want to pay attention to the video. I am going to show a video tonight as part of the news. And let me get it up and going here. This comes from the land of Tampa near my good friend Mike Smith. And actually, that is the other story. I've got so many stories here.
Stuff out of the way. You gonna bring them out of here?
This is an alligator that decided to take a swim in a pool in Central Florida. And you guys have made fun of me when I've had raccoons in my pool. This is a real gator that got stuck, and Florida wildlife had to come and get him out. So for all of my friends that love the Florida man stories that include a gator, there it is. My.
Yeah, that probably happens pretty quite often, I'm assuming, in South Florida, since
it happens
pretty much everybody has a pool, and you know, there's a lot of canals and golf courses and you know whatnot.
Yeah, it happens a lot more than people really want to admit. And thankfully, we are not close enough to any canals to have that issue. Although raccoons, possums, and a lot of stuff still swim in my pool. And folks, yes, for those of you that has been following my Facebook journey, we did finish resurfacing the pool. We have gotten rid of the Chattahoochee, and it is nice stamped concrete. Feels much nicer on the foot. So
I know what you're talking about.
The Chattahoochee?
The Chattahoochee's old school Florida, and then but it looks good. It's natural, but it does hurt your feet, especially after you swim and they get wet and they get more tender.
Yep.
You open those little rocks.
Yep. That is true. For people that don't know what Chattahoochee is, it's basically rocks glued together, pretending to be a surface. So that,
it's like a bunch of pebbles glued together.
Yep. That is true. All right. So, Rob, let's talk a little bit about you. So you've been doing this for a little while now, and while you have been working for TCG, I found this, so I'm going to play it and then you can kind of give us a little bit of information about it.
That was in Birmingham. It was actually before the night before a TCG Lunch and Learn event that we had. I believe it was AT&T, and Dan was there, and Wendy Swanson from AT&T, and obviously I'm playing the drums.
Yeah.
It was just we went out to get a bite to eat and a beer. And just so happens we stumble in a bar where it was kind of open mic night jam session. And, you know, Dan's like, oh, you got to get up there and jam out. And I'm like, all right, fair enough. You don't have to twist my arm too hard.
Well, that was what I was going to ask you, is how in the world did you get on stage? But apparently
it was open jam night.
Because that's more than open mic night. I mean, the fact that a drummer would allow you to just pop up on his drum set and take it away. Did you have to, you know, prove that you could play before you went up there?
No, I mean, it was actually, you know, it was like any musician, like if you were a guitar player or a bass player or a drummer or, you know, a singer, you know, it was, I guess, more than open mic night. It was open, you know, musician night, if you will. And, you know, they had, I guess, like, you know, somewhat of a house drummer, but it was like anybody in the crowd that wants to sit in and not only could sing, but if you play an instrument, you know, get up here. So, you know, Dan kind of was like, come on, go up there and jam out. You know you want to. And I'm like, all right.
All right. So much different than karaoke.
Yeah, definitely. Guitar, drummer, bass player, singer. Well, not singer, but yeah, you got it. Musician karaoke.
All right. Sounds great. Fantastic. And you guys do events all the time, I see. So I may have to.
Obviously 2020 was hard to do a lot of events due to COVID, but, you know, we switched gears, you know, and did a lot of webinars and then switched gears to doing kind of higher end, fancier webinars that included, you know, beer and cheese tastings, wine tastings, cooking with celebrity chefs. You know, and we were doing these with a lot of our solution providers that we partner with. So there were a lot of great events, a lot of fun events. I think everybody enjoyed them that participated. So there were definitely good times. Okay. But we all want to get back to face-to-face interaction, but that's, you know, a little bit of a slow process right now. But we're inching our way closer to normalcy, hopefully.
Okay. All right. So transitioning to tonight's topic, and I want to introduce this topic by saying that this was one of those areas that, even though I've been in business for a couple of decades now, I did not want to get into the business of reselling services for somebody else. And any time that I got a client that needed new internet service, the providers were always saying, well, you know, why don't you sign up and be one of our agents? And anytime you sell, you'll make commission off of it. And it always sat funny with me that I'm like, okay, well, then you're going to put, you know, restrictions and requirements and all of these things on me. And I didn't want to do it. And I resisted it for a very long time. And then I had a client that needed to have 5 locations done. And it was the perfect time for them to say, look, why don't you just join up, because we've got a contest and you could, you know, if you're in the top 10, you could win. And I don't know, there were a combination of iPads and Mac Pros and all this stuff. So I said, all right.
Right.
Well, I won an iPad. And I started to get commission, and it turned out to be a pretty nice commission. So I said, okay, I'll stay with this. But 2 years ago, it was a company that had to go through a little bankruptcy restructuring program, and they changed it to where you had to basically provide new business of X dollars every quarter. I said, sure. I'm not doing that. So, but TCG has been around for quite some time. I've heard your name, and I thought, you know, I've got this customer, and at this time I had 7 locations that we needed to do an upgrade. And I wasn't going to be able to do the program with them, but even they said, well, you know, there's this program, and if you sign up with a company called TCG, and I said, you know what, I'm already signed up with them, and I think I had only done 1 Comcast sale with you guys.
Right.
And I said, yeah, I'm already signed up. So they had a rep working with TCG, and so my business then went through them, and I'm happy I got that commission back. So let's quickly kind of tell everybody, TCG is a telecom master agent. So we should probably describe what that is.
Yeah, so I mean, a master agent basically holds formal contracts with technology companies, and we have 200 of those agreements with telecom carriers, cable providers, cloud providers, security providers, SD-WAN providers, wireless, IoT, and probably a few more that I'm, leaving out. But those are the bulk of them. And what that allows us to do is legally, sell their business class solutions. And how we do that is through third-party partners or agents, as we refer to them. And those agents or partners are MSPs, IT consulting companies, VARs. And when they sell those services, they get a residual commission for as long as the customer stays on service. And many of the providers also do a sales spiff or bonus. So that's basically what a master agency is it allows partners, and they go through TCG. We have these, we basically, make sure the verbiage and the agreements is going to be beneficial to TCG, but really, most importantly, our partners, because they're our selling force. So we want to have a rock solid ironclad agreement that is going to be beneficial to them. And the benefits of working with a master agent is protection in numbers, really. I mean, we have over 5,000 partners selling around the US, and we leverage that to kind of get the language and agreements that are, again, going to be beneficial to us as well as our partners. So it really protects the partner community at the end of the day. They get better residuals, and it's just a much better way to kind of go about accessing a bunch of different technology providers. You can sign up an agreement with us, and instantly after that agreement signed, you have the ability to sell over 200 different technology providers. So it just makes the whole selling of technology products and services very easy, and kind of headache-free.
So I mentioned it from the standpoint that I was using it for internet service, but we're talking about all types of products in your portfolio. So I know that there's internet service, there's voice service. What other products are in the portfolio?
So absolutely. Most partners are very familiar with selling internet connectivity, network, and kind of your traditional voice services. So POTS lines, PRIs, but we have the ability to sell UCaaS products, which is, hosted voice services from the cloud, or voice over IP services. You have access to sell contact center, call center solutions, SD-WAN solutions, cloud services, security, Internet of Things, wireless, SEO. I mean, really, there's almost not a product out there that we can't, figure out, a good solution for. Or if we don't have it a lot of times in our portfolio, we'll go out and try to source a best solution and then bring that provider into our portfolio. And we've done that quite well over the past probably 4 or 5 years, really listening to what our partners are saying. Hey man, this is hot in the market, and if you had access to this company, we could sell them. So we really listen to our partners, and we take that to heart, and we've brought on probably 2 or 3 dozen companies that are important to them, because we if one partner's asking for it, there's probably dozens and dozens of partners that want it, if not hundreds of partners that want it.
That is true. And one of the things that I loved was the fact that instead of me having to do all of this myself with each and every carrier out there, which is what I kind of did, I, did the one provider, I did a Comcast. Now it's just, you know what? There's one company that I can contact that already has the relationships and makes it very easy for me to just simply, hey, I need a quote. Here's the company. Here's the address. Boom. And very nice. Very nice.
That's it.
And I'm going to put up a quote here from one of our good friends in the chat. TCG Rocks, been using them for years. Jason Miller.
Hey, thanks, Jason.
All right. Well,
thank you for the partnership. We appreciate it.
Yeah. So one of the things that I think drew me is, well, first of all, I need to say that I didn't realize this, but for years, the TCG office here in Fort Lauderdale is about 6 minutes from my office. And I've been driving by them. I have two clients that are literally right down the street from them. But I was going to say, one of the things that really drew me was, at first, it was just an alternative to dealing directly with the providers. Now, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I'm going to. It's my podcast. I actually found that some of the commissions are actually higher with you guys than directly with the provider.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think a lot of partners get introduced to selling, you know, whatever solution provider services through a local direct rep. And usually those programs pay a 1x on services sold. So if you sell, you know, $1,000 worth of service, you get a one-time payment of $1,000, which is great. But I think most partners, you know, if they, you know, figure it out kind of, and, you know, they realize that if I'm going to sell technology service consistently and long-term, meaning, you know, for the next 5-10 plus years, that they obviously want to make as much money as possible. I mean, who doesn't want to maximize their efforts and make as much money as possible? So I think most, you know, see the channel as a way to kind of migrate, to be able to maximize on their fruits of their labor. I mean, they're out there, you know, meeting customers and, you know, going through those daily activities, and you want to obviously take advantage of the best program out there, and then the channel definitely affords you the residual commissions and the bonuses, which, you know, a lot of the direct programs, they don't really have the same type of commissions payout as what we have at TCG and what the channel offers.
Now, how much history of the Master Agent program do you, like, know the origins of? And because I don't think it started in the channel more than 15, 20 years ago, right?
You know, I'm, you know, somewhat newer to it. I mean, I've been involved with the channel as long as I've been with TCG. So that's about 8 years and 3 or 4 months or so. But the channel's been around, you know, obviously longer than that. I mean, you know, everybody knows who Microsoft is. You know, that's kind of a household name.
Right.
Everybody knows Bill Gates and the team. And obviously Microsoft has direct sales teams, but if you've ever walked in a technology company's office and it says Microsoft certified partner, gold, bronze, platinum, whatever, that's kind of, they're kind of like the channel. You know, they're not, that company's not a Microsoft, you know, company. They do their own thing, but they may sell Microsoft's products and services. And that's basically a channel partner. And Microsoft and a lot of software companies and technology companies use the channel, because it's a great way to sell their products and services. And, I think, you know, I think technology's always to some degree had that grassroots mentality of, you know, let's of course have a direct sales team. But I think if you can have third party technology companies sell it that are competent to do so, why not? I mean, why would you want to not have another division of sales? I mean, I don't think any business wants to not have as much many sales as possible. So, you know, the channel just, you know, to me is just kind of a natural evolution of having, you know, a third party companies sell your product. What better form of flattery is some other company that's not even your employees selling your product? You know, it doesn't really get better than that.
Right. So where I was trying to go with that question is, I don't think that this has been a channel only thing. I believe that, you know, being a master agent is, you know, for a ton of industries out there, but everybody feels like TCG is channel only, but you're really not, are you?
No, we only have a channel program. We don't have any direct sales teams.
Okay.
Obviously a company like AT&T, you know, they have direct sales teams. They also have the channel side, but TCG, we only sell through our partners. We do not have, we don't do any direct selling. We only sell through our partner base.
Okay. All right. So let me ask a weird question, because one of the things that we always get is, for instance, I'll just say my office. I can't get fiber at my office. It's frustrating. It's ridiculous. For an IT company, I may have to move my office, but do you ever get like early information about when a company's moving into an area or when a technology is moving into an area?
Absolutely, all the time. I mean, you know, we actually, you know, plan and strategize sales events around, you know, new markets that are going to be lit with, you know, a provider's fiber. You know, we used to do a lot of events. Well, we still do a lot of events with Comcast, but when they were going to light a specific market with fiber, you know, we would do what's called a lunch and learn event in that market, you know, just as the fiber was being launched and available to sell. And we would reach out to MSPs, IT consulting companies, VARs, you know, basically any technology company that sells voice data type services and say, hey, you know, the reason why we're calling is, you know, we're going to have a lunch and learn event and we're giving you this opportunity to sell, you know, Comcast new fiber in the area, you know, come to Ruth Chris or XYZ restaurant and learn more about it. And those were hugely successful, but we definitely get inside information on new products, new services, all the time, you know, new markets that are going to be lit, new buildings that are going to be lit, what have you, for sure. We leverage that information, you know, very strategically and carefully.
All right. I'll have to remember that. I'll have to keep poking around to see when it's going to be here. And that means that I should probably plan on going to that golf tournament you guys are doing next week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, with being stuck inside, you know, with the COVID and, you know, having to self-isolate, it's always good to get out and outside and have fun with some friends. And, you know, if technology doesn't drive you crazy, golf will.
Oh, yes, it will. Are you going to be here for that?
You know, I'm not going to be down in South Florida for that one. I think I'm going to go to the one that they're having in Georgia at Lake Lanier Legacy Golf Course in May.
Okay. All right. A little snooty legacy course. I see.
You know, I'm not even that. I don't play golf. I've actually fished on more golf courses than play golf on. Okay. But anyway, I'll just leave that at that.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about the usual questions that people would ask, because just, you know, contacting a company and say, hey, I want to sign up. Sign up, of course, if I remember correctly, it was pretty easy. I think I signed and up in one day, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole point. You know, that's one of our mantras at TCG is, you know, we want to make it easy to do business. You know, our partner agreement is it's one page. Our partner agreement is on one page. It's like 5-6 paragraphs, you know, written in a language that, you know, people can understand. You don't have to like give it to your attorney and, you know, because it's in attorney talk, if you will. You know, you can read it, you can sign it, you can feel very comfortable. It's just the easiest agreement out there to, you know, sign. And once you sign it, you're up and running. And, you know, anything that you need quoted, you know, bring our way and we're ready to rock.
All right. I was going to say one page, but I didn't want to be wrong. So I'm glad you said that. The other thing is the quoting process. I mentioned, you know, earlier that it was quite easy. You just send it off. You guys have round the clock quoting. I've gotten quotes back when I've sent them off, you know, at weird hours. So that's not normal, is it?
Well, you know, I think, you know, technology allows people to be around their computer at all hours of the day. And, you know, I guess a lot of our folks are, you know, committed to our partners, and, you know, they want to provide the best partner experience out there. You know, I know that, you know, we have normal business hours, but, you know, I've been known to, you know, burn the candle at both ends, if you will. And I'm sure many of our team members have. So it's definitely not uncommon that if you send a quote request out on, you know, but, you know, after business hours, if you will, to get a response back or to get it back, you know, pretty quickly. So, you know, you know, this business, you know, doesn't shut down, if you will. And we have partners from East Coast to West Coast, and, you know, we have, you know, the hours are different. So, you know, we stay up a little later as we need to.
Okay. And then of course, when it comes to quoting, you guys actually will help put together solutions. So if we're looking at, for instance, I needed an SD-WAN solution and it wasn't that we ended up going with one provider, you actually looked for a solution that, you know, had multiple providers because we were doing multiple cities and not every carrier is in every city. So that was a very interesting process to have you guys help work through that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the technology, you know, one of the hardest things, you know, about, I think, our job and just anybody that's in technology is just kind of wrapping your arms around it. I mean, we have 200 providers in the portfolio, and it definitely can get, you know, tricky to kind of navigate, you know, who should I go to? The great thing about TCG, our average tenure with our channel managers is over 12 years. And we've recently brought on a VP of cloud solutions and network engineering. He's a technical sales engineer that can help support our partners when they have those complex opportunities. And you just need an expert to help you navigate that process. But, you know, for all the complex ones, we want to make it super simple to get the transactional stuff too. So we make the process for transactional sales super quick and easy. And then when partners bring really complex, larger opportunities to the table, we have the team in place to support those as well.
All right. So a lot of moving parts in the industry, as you said, and, you know, you've got a ton of people to do that, but there's also been a lot of mergers and acquisitions happening, just like, you know, with the RMM vendors that we deal with and some of our other categories, companies are buying companies, and some of your, I know you guys have teamed up with a couple in the last year or so. But, you know, Sandler is a big one in the channel that is partnering, some others. Is there a chance that there's going to be too much consolidation in that market?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, it's funny when I got into the business, you know, it was probably 3 or 4 years or so after, you know, all the bells, the regional bells.
Yep.
Yeah. And then, you know, you had that Deregulation Act and, you know, and then, you know, companies like AT&T, you know, bought their piece. And so I think it broke up and then it kind of came back together. And I think you're going to see more consolidation. I mean, we've certainly seen that in, you know, the master agent, you know, service vertical that we're in. I mean, we've had, you know, AppSmart purchasing MicroCorp, ScanSource purchasing IntelliSys. So I think you do see a lot of acquisitions of maybe some regional master agents getting bought out by larger ones or they're acquiring them. So I definitely see that, but I think, you know, that's kind of technology. It just seems like that's kind of technology from what I've seen in the past 20 years. You know, if a smaller company is innovating technology, it kind of draws the attention of the larger ones that want access to that technology or their customer base or all of the above. So I always see, you know, kind of the bigger companies going after the smaller successful companies. And I think, you know, technology is one that you really see that often, that happening on a pretty frequent basis.
All right. And to prove to the listeners that I don't prep every show, I just had a question pop into my head. So I know that prices for like internet services, voice services, everybody's trying to drive it down, down, down. And with that one provider that I said that had to restructure because of bankruptcy, you know, they made it harder to get commissions and stuff like that. And I just lost my train of thought. There we go. That's how prepared I was for that question. Oh, so it was going to, with these companies doing that and, you know, cutting cost and all of that stuff, how is it that you guys are able to keep providing services and margins and stuff like that and, you know, get paid yourself?
So for, you know, for us, you know, obviously doing what we do, our business model, it's a volume play. I mean, that's, you know, why most master agencies have thousands of partners. Obviously the biggest ones out there, you know, they don't have 50 partners. They have 3, 4, 5,000 partners. And we have over 5,000 partners that, that work with us on a, you know, on technology opportunities. So, you know, we, you know, the partner gets the lion's share of the residual because they bring the opportunities to the table. And then a small portion goes to the house, to TCG. So again, it's a volume play for us. But it is a lucrative business, and you know, we love it.
All right, and that was a question I had because I remember being told at some point that you guys pass 100% of the carrier bonuses through, and I thought
absolutely
that's insane.
Yes, so we've always passed all of the solution providers' bonuses to our partners. You know, that's your bonus. And, you know, some of the other master agents have kept a portion of that. Some of them pass it through. Some of them withhold some of it. It just depends on, you know, the agreement that you sign. So, you know, if you're, you know, looking at partner agreements out there, agent agreements, you really want to be, you know, you really want to understand it because, you know, they're all partner agreements are not created equal. And I think by far TCG has the easiest and best partner agreement out there. So you can check our partner agreement out with anybody else's out there. And I think most people would agree with that.
All right. So what are some things about the Master Agent program that we probably don't know about, or I didn't ask you about?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people don't realize, obviously in a COVID year, you know, there's not a whole lot of events, but I think some people don't realize all the events and things that go on, all the trainings that you can take advantage of, all the, again, happy hours, dinners, golf events, lunch and learns, different trips, different incentives. So, it's always good to educate our partners, our existing partners, our new partners, just about everything that goes on and they have access to, because, you know, everybody's so busy these days. I think that everybody kind of gets tunnel visioned. And I think sometimes they forget about all the extra support and trainings that they have access to. So I would say that, you know, sometimes you just forget about everything that we can bring to the table that you might not be taking advantage of.
Well, definitely the lunch and learns and the trainings are, I mean, I get at least an email once a week about something that's going on. So you guys do a ton of training. Now, some of those are, you know, obviously with the partners, and then some of those are TCG people themselves. So you guys do a lot.
Well, you have to, you know, when you have 200 providers in the portfolio, you know, our providers want, you know, they want to be able to tell us about their products and services. And then they want to tell that to the TCG team. And then more importantly, they want the TCG team to evangelize that out to our partner base. And obviously they'd love to get access to you guys face to face as well. So, you know, when you have 200 providers, there's always someone wanting your attention.
Okay. And just to let everybody know, I specifically am trying not to mention providers because there are so many. I mentioned Comcast because that's who I have. And you've heard me, talk over the years about how Comcastic my service is. And I keep waiting for the day that Comcast calls me up and says, hey, you know what? We're going to take care of you, give you better service because you talk about us so much, but hasn't quite happened yet. Yeah.
Well, we'll see if we can get to the right folks. We love Comcast too.
Yep. So Comcast is big down here. As well as all of the other providers. There's a couple of others that I have some very nice agreements with. And when we talk about commissions, and I did mention specifically that for one provider, the commission I got through you guys was a lot more than what I got when I was with them directly. And I'm not sad about that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the residual commissions next to the one-time payment, I mean, so the quick way to do the math, if you will, is, you know, our partner agreements are lucrative to our partners, and that's how it should be, and that's how we want it to be. Usually, you break even with the one-time payment in the first 8 months of getting paid. Now, most agreements that you sign are 2 or 3 year terms, but more importantly, our agreements that we have with the providers are evergreen in 98% of the situations, which means if you sign someone up on a 2 or 3 year term, but that client uses your Comcast coax circuit for 10 years, well, then you're going to get paid on it for 10 years. So again, after month eight, the one-time payment, you broke even. So everything beyond that is more money. So again, you can't really, you know, it's a night and day difference. So, you know, again, and that's why most partners, I think, graduate or migrate to the channel because they say, okay, am I going to sell, you know, technology services on a consistent basis? Yes. Am I going to sell it long term? Meaning as long as they're going to have this business 3, 4, 5, 10 years? Yes. Okay. I checked that box. I want to make as much money as possible. Yes. Well, ding, 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 go to TCG. I mean, it's an easy decision.
It is. Now, here's a question. And let me make sure I phrase this one properly. So for somebody like me to go to a customer and we're finding out that they want to go and research cost to, you know, lower their bill, they say.
Right.
What is the mindset that we can take to it and say, hey, why don't you let us quote that for you? How do you guys help us in terms of approaching our customers when those situations come up?
Sure. So, I mean, obviously customers, everybody wants to, you know, get a good deal. You know, if you can save money, that's great. I mean, who doesn't want to save money? I mean, we're all consumers at the end of the day, and we're all humans, and we want to get a good deal. We want to buy educated. So I think, you know, our partners, you know, message to your customer is, you know, I can be your, you know, I'm your technology consultant now. Obviously you hired me because of my, I'm the expert in the technology field. So, you know, you typically get brought in for one project or one specific thing, but as they have other needs, needs arise, you know, you might be brought in to get a virus or maybe replace a computer or maybe do some cabling, whatever it is that you're in there for initially. Obviously most partners have long-term relationships with your customers. They're, you know, many, many years sometimes. And as you go through that customer relationship and that life cycle, you know, what they need today, you will sell, and what they need a year from now, maybe it's network services, maybe it's software services, maybe it's wireless services. So as their needs arise, you can tell them, you know, hey, I have a relationship with TCG that enables me to bring you access to 200 providers. And if you want to get a competitive quote on, let's say, dedicated fiber, or SD-WAN services or UCAS or whatever those technology services are, you're going to have access to typically the top 4, 5, 10 in the UCAS space, 35 different providers in that service vertical. So you can bring the best services to them at the best prices. And the great thing about the channel is the channel's prices are the same as the direct sales prices. So if someone called up Comcast and wanted a quote from 1-800-COMCAST, the price that you give them is the same thing that they're going to get from 1-800-COMCAST or the direct rep. So it's a level playing field. So, you know, our partners can confidently, you know, return to their customers and say, here's this quote, here's this quote, here's this quote. These are the best three that we brought to the table based on your needs. And you go over the pros and cons with them and you make an educated decision. And that's why, you know, what we do is so powerful, because, you know, it really empowers your customer to make really good, educated decisions. And along with you, their IT consultant or MSP VAR, outsourced CIO, if you will, that you enable that process to happen. And then, you know, you as the partner benefit from getting them the right solution. And then financially, you benefit from getting commissions. So it's really a win-win for everybody involved.
All right, great answer. I'm going to add to that by saying one of the things that I think has worked out is, and we'll stay with Comcast because I've done a few of those, is I can actually go to the customer and say, look, why don't you just allow me to quote you through my sources? And I can be a partner throughout the entire process. Whereas if you do it direct, you know, I don't know what that salesperson is going to do, because all they're going to do is make a sale and then hand you off to the next person. And one of the things that has been great is the same person that provided us with the quote is the same person that is sending out emails saying, hey, by the way, your installation scheduled for next week, make sure you do this and this. So the customer has been like, oh, great, because all of us are now in the loop and stay in the loop throughout the entire process.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, it's a typical direct rep is in, you know, in that position for, you know, 1 to 3 years, typically kind of newer in that role. Most channel people, most of the channel people that we work with at the carrier are more definitely mid-level to senior level sales folks. They've been doing what they've been doing for typically a minimum of 5 to 7 years. And most of them have been doing it longer than that. So, you know, you really have a different caliber of person that you're kind of working with. You're working with a kind of a tenured senior person versus, you know, again, it's not a knock on the direct teams by any means, but it's a lot. Some of the direct folks typically can be, you know, newer, younger, you know, somewhat recent college graduates. So it's just different. It's just a different playing field, if you will.
All right. Well, folks, there you have it. The Telecom Master Agent Program in a nutshell with Rob Hill, Senior Vice President at TCG Telegram Group, based here in the city of Fort Lauderdale, home of Florida Man. Rob, I hope you enjoyed yourself when you were down here. So when did you get down here for that boar hunt?
Yeah. So I got down there Saturday about noon. My dad picked me up at the Fort Lauderdale Airport, and then we went out to Heron Bay, Coral Springs, where he lives. And
it's a great golf course out there, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. I've played on it once. I'm not a big golfer, but. But it is it's a nice course. So we went hunting Sunday morning really early. We got up about 6 and then made a beeline for out in the west corner of Lake Okeechobee, if you will, to the hunting guide's land. We had 1,750 acres, Chappie's Outfitters, and we got, you know, hunting by about 8 o'clock and in the morning and wrapped up about noon.
Hmm. So wait a minute. Sunday was the day of rain down here. Did you experience that while you were out?
You know, we did not. So we somehow didn't get hit by the rain. I know it got, you know, the Coral Springs area. It kind of came through the Coral Springs area later that afternoon.
Yep.
But we were fortunate enough to start early in the day where it didn't rain on our hunt.
All right. Sounds good. All right, folks, those of you that are watching live, Rob has agreed that he will stay and do a post show with us. So as we wrap up here, if you are on watching, stay watching, and who knows what will happen after the post show. But now we've come to the time of the show that hopefully I prepared him well, where we are going to talk Florida man or random question. And Rob, you've been to the state of Florida many times, so you understand the concept of Florida man. So the question is, do you have a story that you'd like to challenge, or would you like to go random question?
That's I feel like I'm almost on a game show here. I'm kind of scared either way, but I guess, you know, since I grew up in Florida, I'm going to roll the dice and go with the Florida man.
Okay. So, okay, how did we not talk about that? You grew up down here?
Yeah, I was born in Jacksonville, Florida, but I grew up in Miami. I went to Palmetto High School, and after college, I moved to the Fort Lauderdale area. That's how I know all the TCG guys, even though I live here in Nashville.
All right. So did you move down before or after the spring break craze?
I lived there during the spring break craze.
All right. So Florida man, you chose Florida man. So let me get rid of the random question stuff. So why don't we do this? Did you have a story from this past trip that you want to share?
Sure. So, you know, during the hunt, one of the guys that we went hunting with, he missed shooting the hog and it kind of was very upset about being shot at, and he got charged, and it also kind of charged one of the field hands, if you will, that works with the dogs. So it kind of charged it at him, and then it charged towards one of the field hands that helps in the hunt. But that was a pretty nerve wracking, scary moment. I jumped in the back of the little 4x4 thing to get out of harm's way. But yeah, that made everybody's pulse kick up, and definitely the next guy that was up to shoot didn't miss.
Oh my! And let me guess, no pictures, right?
Oh, we have some pictures, yeah.
All right, but none of the boar charging.
Yeah, well, I mean, he got out of the way. I mean, no one got hurt or anything like that.
And for people that don't know, boars, I mean, to describe this, most people think of boars as pigs, but boars are like twice the size of pigs.
Some of them, so the largest boar that they shot at the place that we went was 638 pounds.
Get out.
600. And I mean, you know how big football players are. Well, that's like 200-300 pound guys together.
Wow.
So yeah, I mean, you're talking about a big animal that, you know, is mad, and they have tusk, you know, teeth that are, you know, the males obviously have the tusk and the teeth kind of in their snout. And I mean, they can be very, very dangerous if, you know, something goes wrong and they get a hold of you. I mean, you don't want to be on the receiving end of the boar.
Wow. All right, folks. Well, we are going to keep talking boar stories after we end the show. But before we go, I want to make sure that we tell you where you can go. Of course, the link will be in the show notes, but TCG-partners.com if you'd like to get more information. And there is a picture up on the screen if you're watching live at the 56-minute mark. There they are, the four of them. with a big old boar they killed. Nice.
And that one was only about 100 pounds. So that one was, you know, pretty small, but they get obviously about 5+ times larger than that. The big, big ones do, but yep. That one was, smaller.
Wow. All right. So there you go, folks. If you ever want to come hunt boar, Florida Everglades near Lake Okeechobee. Nice.
Yep.
All right. And once again, Rob Hill, TCG, and the website tcg-partners.com. All right, Rob, thank you very much for coming on and for everyone.
My pleasure.
Watching and listening. I'd like to thank you for downloading, subscribing, and catching the show. Again, we are here every Wednesday night, 8 p.m., and we will talk tech and do whatever we can to help you run your business better, smarter, and faster. That is it for this week. We'll see you next week. And until then, holla.